Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. We're getting closer and closer to Christmas, and as we do, I do want to invite you to swing by the website, ChristmasandSugarHill.com, ChristmasandSugarHill.com, and you'll see the upcoming services and the opportunity to join us, especially on Christmas Eve at 3 or 5 p.m. in English or 5 p.m. in Espanol. And just a housekeeping note that if you need childcare for birth through pre-K, or if you can utilize our special needs ministry called Shine, please plan to join us for the 5 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Well, years ago when Laura and I first got married, we ran across the movie Christmas with the Cranks. And honestly, when she first saw it, Laura did not like it because it's chaotic and loud and all those things. But over time, she's grown to enjoy it. If you haven't seen the movie, it's pretty funny. It's about a husband and wife who are empty nesters that decide they're just going to skip Christmas. And as soon as they make these big plans, everything begins to unravel. Well, there's a little book years ago written about people that didn't skip Christmas, but people that missed it. In other words, people that were close to the action yet somehow missed the significance. And so I just want to remind us of this idea that if there's anything we don't want to do is we don't want to miss the significance of this Christmas season. Let me rattle off to you the people that missed Christmas for you to think about. The first one is the innkeeper, the innkeeper. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 7, that she gave birth to her firstborn, she wrapped him in cloth, she placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. So apparently the innkeeper turned them away at some point. The innkeeper was busy. The innkeeper was caught up, was just caught in the whirlwind of everything going on, and he missed it. A second person that missed this first Christmas was King Herod. King Herod wasn't ignorant. In fact, he was well-informed. He pretended to be interested in Jesus, but ultimately he was afraid, and so he missed Christmas because of fear. He says in Matthew chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, then Herod called the Magi secretly. He found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make careful search for this child. As soon as you find him, report him to me so that I too may go and worship him. But the truth is, he did not want to worship him. He wanted to get rid of him. And so the innkeeper missed Christmas because of busyness. King Herod missed it because of fear. He didn't want another king to overthrow him. But a third group of people that missed Christmas were the religious leaders. In fact, the chief priests and the scribes, they knew exactly where Jesus was going to be born. The Jewish people had been looking for the Messiah, and yet when Jesus came, they totally missed it, primarily due to indifference. They had grown numb to their need for the Savior. And so even though they knew all the facts, I mean, read Matthew 2, verses 4 through 6, they missed it that first time. And so when you think about it, the innkeeper was too busy. King Herod was full of fear. The religious leaders were indifferent. And the last group of people I'll mention today is the people that lived in Jerusalem. I mean, the entire city missed this event. They had been told about it by the shepherds, but they missed the event in large part because of religion. What I mean by religion is they had a set of codes and rules and sort of ways that they do things, and because they were so caught up in religion instead of relationship, they missed it. And so today, I just want to encourage you, think about those parallels. The innkeeper was busy, Herod was full of fear, religious leaders were indifferent, and Jerusalem already had a religion that they felt like they didn't need relationship. Are there any of those things in your life today? And if so, maybe today would be a time to say, God, would you help me? God, would you help me set aside fear? Would you help me set aside busyness? God, would you help me set aside indifference or religion and help me to experience you this Christmas season? And hey, if there's anything we can join you in praying for, drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, and we'd be honored to join you in praying. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.